This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As Rachel Catherine and I were talking about a bit up at the beginning, President Trump has in fact signed the bill keeping the government open till the end of September, although amid great protestation, as I noted. The thing is 2,232 pages long, so we're going to be going through it for a while trying to see how Congress and the White House are spending taxpayer money. Of interest, though, is something that's not in it, a last-ditch compromise on health care. It's what's known as a stabilization package designed to keep health insurance premiums on the individual market, that is, Obamacare, from going up a lot. It also would have restored billions of dollars in federal subsidies to insurance companies, payments the Trump administration stopped last year. Seeing as how 31% of Americans in our most recent Marketplace Edison Research poll said healthcare was their top economic concern of all, we asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to explore what happens now.
Two things happened last year to destabilize Obamacare. First, Congress got rid of the individual mandate, the penalty for not buying health insurance. That's likely to leave older, sicker people in the market, driving up premiums, explains Larry Levitt at the Kaiser Family Foundation.
This bill would have provided payments to insurance companies for high-cost enrollees, essentially offsetting the premium increase resulting from repeal of the individual mandate.
Second, President Trump stopped cost-sharing payments to insurance companies to subsidize low- and middle-income people. Healthcare analyst Robert Leshefsky says without money from Congress,
it's likely that insurance companies are going to raise their rates substantially, perhaps in the range of 30%.
Now, keep in mind, this is only for the individual market, roughly 15 to 20 million Americans. And lower-income people on the exchanges simply get more government help when premiums go up. So this mostly affects people who earn too much to be eligible for subsidies, says Peter Lee at the Covered California Exchange.
For about 6 to 7 million Americans that don't get that financial help, they pay every dollar of these premium increases.
And Leshefsky says the insurance companies
are going to get their premiums. They're either going to get it from the federal government or they're going to charge the consumer more.
Premiums for 2019 will be announced next fall, right around the midterm elections. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.